Chicken School, written by Jeremy Strong and read by Tom Lawrence.
Chapter 1. Introducing.
And the winner of the Most Boring Family in the World Award is, wait for it, the Wickinsons of Whittlingwall! Coming up onto the stage now, we have Mr. Thomas Wickinson, father of one, and current holder of the title Most Uninteresting Father in Britain. Mr. Wickinson is 41 and married to his wife. Who else? Married to his wife, Rachel. Rachel, 37, is the proud champion of the My Hobby is More Boring Than Yours competition 2004. And finally, coming onto the stage now is their son, Tim, known to all his schoolmates, not that he has any, as Waste of Space. Tim has absolutely nothing at all of interest to tell you. So there you are. It's true. We are a boring family. Do you know what my dad does? He has such an exciting job. He works for the Food Standards Agency. See? I knew you'd be impressed. I said to him one day, Dad, what do you actually do? And he said, it depends on what day it is. Monday is usually a fish day. I look at fish and see if they're fit for eating or not. Then on Tuesdays I look at beef and see if that's fit for eating or not. Oh, that sounds fascinating, Dad. What do you do if it isn't fit for eating? I throw it away. And what do you do if it is fit for eating? I write a report that says, this beef is fit for human consumption. It's not a very demanding job. Dad, Gary Jarvis's father is a wrestler. He gets into a ring with another wrestler and they throw each other about and try to pull each other's legs off and grunt and scream a lot.
Really?
Yes. And Sophie Goodsoul's dad makes jet skis and he has to test them. And what does my dad do when he gets home from his boring job? Does he go extreme ironing? I think not. Does he swim with sharks? Not likely. My dad plays choo-choos. He does. He's got a train set. And he gets it out every night along with his friend, Mr. Smith. It's true. They have a massive layout upstairs in our house. The track starts from a little model station in Mum and Dad's bedroom, travels across the room, out through a hole Dad knocked in the wall, across the staircase, through another hole in the wall and into the spare bedroom, right the way across until it reaches another model station at the end of the line. And that's not all. There is a telephone link between them. If you stand anywhere upstairs, you can hear the other person quite clearly without the phone, but Dad says it wouldn't be right if they didn't do it like they do at real stations. Almost every evening, Mr. Smith comes round to our house and plays trains with my dad. They go upstairs. Dad sets up one of the engines on the track. He rings up his friend and it goes something like this.
My dad. Hello? Hello? Calling Appleton Station. This is Snowbury Station calling Appleton.
Mr. Smith.
I'm here, Snowbury. Is there a train due?
My dad.
The 8:15, 482 is about to leave and should arrive shortly.
Mr. Smith.
Message received, Snowbury. Goodbye.
My dad.
Goodbye, Appleton.
And that's about it. What an exciting time they have. Every night. They follow a timetable. It's all written out. First one train, then another, then another. In between, they make each other cups of tea and dip biscuits in their mugs and chat about steam locomotives and so on. The trains trundle from one room to another, crossing the staircase, or the Grand Canyon, as Dad likes to refer to it, and then they come back again. Excitement! Thrills! Adventure!
I don't think so!
Then there's my mum. She has an incredibly exciting job. She's a librarian. Sometimes when she comes in from work, she's all aflutter because something amazing has happened. You'll never guess what. Mrs. Tuttle brought back her books, and do you know, there was a fly squashed inside one. She said, I can't read this, it's got a dead fly inside, so she brought it back.